531. 531 PI, bringing Pacific people together. This week, we celebrate Rotuma Language Week, and we say Fayaxia for joining us. Speaking of Rotumans, Broderick Mervin is an avid practitioner in the field of youth and community engagement and development in Fiji, and is also the coordinator and founder of a youth-led initiative called Ignite for Change, which is based in the Western Division of Fiji. He has also been part of various youth bodies and currently the course coordinator for professionalizing youth work in the Pacific, an online module run by the Commonwealth of Learning, Lakehead University, the University of the South Pacific, and Ignite for Change. He was elected the Youth Prime Minister at the 2015 Fijian Youth Parliament and has represented Fiji at international platforms such as the Second Global Citizens Education Development, the Sixth Asia Pacific Youth Parliament for Water in South Korea, the 19th Australian National Student Leadership Forum in Canberra, Australia, and at the 23rd Conference of Parties, COP23, in Bonn, Germany. Broderick was bestowed the Medal of the Member of the Order of Fiji, MOF, from President Conroti, and is also the recipient of the 2020 Commonwealth Youth Awards for the Pacific region. These awards are for his continuous service to youth and community development in Fiji and the Pacific region. He is currently running to become the chairperson of the Commonwealth Youth Council. He is on the line with us now and live on our Facebook page feed. No ia mauri, Broderick, and thank you so much for making time to have a chat with us this morning.
No ia mauri, and thank you so much for having me on the show, Eddie. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, wow. It is amazing that you've made time to have a chat with us, given the number of things that you've been involved with. Now, tell us a little bit about who Broderick Mervin is. Where was he born? What amazing path has he walked down to be where he is right now?
Well, first of all, before I start, can I wish all our Rotumans out there a happy Rotuman Language Week? Well, I was born here in Fiji, in the Western Division. And since then, I've attended both primary, secondary, and then moved further for my tertiary studies in Suva at the University of the South Pacific with a Bachelor of Arts in Law and Politics. As you've kindly highlighted, that I'm actually currently running a non-governmental organization called Ignite for Change, and also the online course coordinator for the professionalizing youth work in the Pacific. Since then, I've been heavily engaged with youth and community engagement with various grassroots communities here in Fiji, particularly in the Western Division. So one of the things that I wanted to bring about in terms of my engagement is to decentralize all the opportunities and resources that are often in Suva, so now what I wanted to pursue is to bring all those resources and opportunities, especially for young people in the Western Division of. And since then, as you've rightly put it, it's opened the doors for me to get actively involved in various projects and international platforms, and also received honors. But at the end of the day, it's all about the work and doing service to humanity.
How important is your Rotuman language and culture to the work that you do?
You know, Ed, this work that I'm doing is critically important, especially for those in Rotuma, because not very often Rotumans have access to these opportunities as well as facilities. And so what I've often done in terms of my projects is often engage Rotumans, especially those in the island. It's interesting that you brought that up, because just last year we launched a project in Rotuma called the Active Youth Participation in Community Development. And that's fully funded by the New Zealand government as well as the Australian government, and also by the Pacific community, and we're the implementers, Ignite for Change, that is. So since the launch of the project in late October last year, the work has been going on very well, and hopefully when these COVID-19 restrictions are reduced, we'll continue to do our work in Rotuma. So it's equally important, especially getting Rotuman youth involved in the conversations and in the projects.
Yes. In fact, I was just having this conversation about 10 minutes ago with our language, Rotuman language producers for the program that we run here on PMN. The fact that, you know, many of the youth feel like they have to leave Rotuma to develop as people. But it sounds to me like the work that you're doing could counter that, and in fact could keep our youth on Rotuma, you know, and they can still have access to all of the information and the education that they need through the initiative that you've just been talking about.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, I mean, we've seen the great work that's been done by our fellow Rotumans in New Zealand. And that's also for us here in Fiji, a step up to do more work and to strengthen the level of engagement with our fellow Rotumans that are in the island, but also bridge the gaps between the younger generation as well as the older generation, sort of an intergenerational approach. Yeah? And that's what we've done in the project that we launched last October. And I have to say that, you know, it's just taking the first step, yeah? You know, in this small initiative. And, you know, we'll see the fruits of it when all the hard work has been done.
How big is the Rotuman community there where you are in the Western Division of Fiji?
Well, in the Western Division, we have somewhat of a small group. I think the majority of our Rotuman population reside in the Central Division. So we have somewhat of a smaller group. But one of the things that we often see is that Suva is always the main branch that actually does the projects as well as the implementation of. And this is an opportunity for us in the Western Division to sort of up our game and sort of raise our hands and say, you know, we can do an initiative that can all the Rotumans together. And that's something that the Western Division has done, the Rotumans here in the Western Division have done. And, you know, we're still continuously doing that, you know, and we've seen right now in New Zealand is just a constant reminder how important of our language, Rotuman language and culture is. And especially for us as Rotumans, because, you know, as we already know that the language is an endangered language according to UNESCO. What we're trying to do is to preserve that and ensure that future generations benefit from this language, because I think it plays an important role in all our societies.
Now, for you, it seems to me that it's really important for you, for us as a community, as youth, to have a voice in many of these organizations that are discussing how we support youth and the development of culture. How important is it for us to have a chair at the table where these discussions are being held?
Well, first of all, the Commonwealth Youth Council is a body that comprises of 54 countries, and the position of chair rotates every 3 years per region. So my predecessor, which is a representative from the Caribbean, had been chair for 3 years. This will be the first time that a Pacific youth will take the chair. And one of the things that we need, especially for the chairperson of the Commonwealth Youth Council, is to integrate intergenerational approaches, strengthen effective youth engagement and leadership, as well as participation. Also, we need to focus on key relevant issues that are affecting us, especially during this period of COVID-19. And I think the misconception that we get is that all because COVID-19 has been around, that it has limited our engagement as well as our opportunities. And I think personally, that should be not the mindset that should be faced by many societies today. Now, for the Pacific, it's quite unique because we bring to the table quite a vast experience, and located in the hub of the Pacific, we have multi-cultures, and also we are multifaceted in terms of our engagements and how we approach scenarios. And I think personally, the important role of chair is that it would bring about our Pacific frameworks that are already in place but integrate it into a Commonwealth approach. And I think that's something important because we've seen a lot of our Pacific Islanders being resilient time after time. And so I think this is an opportunity for an effective and strong leader to pick up the ranks and ensure that all voices, including Pacific, gets heard. I mean, quite frankly, at the one of the things that I've observed is that many people in the Pacific are not too familiar with the Commonwealth Youth Council, and that's something that we need to address. And, you know, if given the opportunity to become chairperson, I can assure you that we will get a voice, but at the same time, we need to ensure that Pacific youth voices are heard.
What is the Commonwealth Youth Council, and why should we know it? For most of us, we know of organizations who do work, and I guess part of the work that the Community Youth Council has to do is to raise its profile, because for me, it's the first time I've heard of it.
Right. I understand, Eddie, and that's quite, and you know, it can be said for people that are hearing it for the very first time, but you know, just briefly, the Commonwealth Youth Council is the official representative voice of more than 1.2 billion young people in the Commonwealth. As you know, that the Pacific region is one of those regions that are heavily affiliated. This body was just established in 2013 with the support of the Commonwealth Secretariat's Commonwealth Youth Program. So this was endorsed by all heads of government from the Commonwealth at their meeting in Sri Lanka. So this body comprises of 9 executive members that are from different parts of the Commonwealth region. Interesting to note that apart from the position of chair, which has been rotated every 3 years, there's also a position for the Pacific representative. And so this year as well, we have 2 candidates, an Australian as well as a Fijian, that is contesting for that position. Now, one of the purposes of these projects, especially with the Commonwealth Youth Council, is to further advance the youth development agenda by integrating young people into the development work of the Commonwealth at national, regional, and international levels. So basically, it's just being the voice for all Commonwealth youth and also integrating youth's voices and spaces in this council. And as I've said, that the position right now in terms of chairperson is currently with the representative from the Caribbean, from Jamaica. And so for us in the Pacific, this is an opportunity, given that we will be contesting for the position of chair. It's voicing out our issues, in particular in the Pacific, across the Commonwealth. And I think in the Commonwealth Youth Council, often at times is that the Pacific youth voices have never been heard, but at the same time haven't been recognized in terms of the work that they've done on the ground. Let's not forget that, you know, the Pacific has led some wonderful initiatives that the other Commonwealth countries can engage in. And, you know, that's something that, you know, as a candidate for chairperson, that we need to bring to the Commonwealth Youth Council, in particular for the Pacific.
We wish you all the best with that. We're quickly running out of time, but before we do, I would love to ask you, in terms of the work that you've done with our youth, what would be the number one issue confronting our Pacific youth, if not our Fijian youth, at present?
Well, at present, right now, with the given circumstances, I think the main issue that is affecting many Pacific youth is youth unemployment. I think we've seen that time and time again with regards to COVID-19. And as anyone would know, a lot of our Pacific youth are in the tourism industry. And that, because of COVID-19, it has hit us really badly. What I would do if elected into the role of chairperson is that we need to integrate programs in terms of taking a step back to ask ourselves, you know, tourism industry, this is what has happened during COVID-19. What are other platforms that we can engage in that can also generate income? That's some of the things that I wish to address. And youth entrepreneurship right now is coming up, especially in Fiji. And this is through small and medium enterprises. And that's something right now that a lot of young people in the Pacific, including Fiji, that are heavily engaged in. And these are just one of the main platforms that I'm advocating on for my campaign for Commonwealth Youth Council. And you know, right now at present, this is just one of the many issues that are affecting us in the Pacific. But I think youth unemployment would stand out the most.
Wonderful. And finally, you were doing some work with Rotuma's Council of Chiefs. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
So, like I mentioned at the beginning of the segment, we had launched a program called the Active Youth Participation in Community Development. One of the three components is that we wanted to address the scenario of COVID-19 and how it's affected Rotumans, especially with young people. The other thing is that we've also observed is that the Rotuma Council of Chiefs have certain positions and allocated especially for women and youth. And what we gathered during our engagement in Rotuma is that the seats have been vacant for a while. So we wanted to know what could be the barriers that are not allowing women and youth to be part of the council, let alone have a voice in the council. And there are a lot of major factors. One in particular, of course, is the lack of awareness and capacity building in the island. Allocation of resources, and Etty, you know that, you know, oftentimes with supplies going to Rotuma, it takes months. And, you know, we have to understand they're located just north of Fiji, and yet they still have little access of these facilities. And we're sort of bridging those gaps in this program. It's also a call for an intergenerational approach, but at the same time, heavy involvement between the communities and stakeholders. I think that's often been the gaps that we've been. I think what we've seen in our recruitment in New Zealand is that they've exemplified that, you know, working closely, one for a common cause, which is strengthening our language, but at the same time, education, empowerment, and also a approach on coordinating and collaborating, if I may say, with stakeholders, especially with government. And, you know, that's, if it's proven successful in New Zealand, I don't see why it can't in our own home island in Rotuma.
Wonderful. Broderick Mervin, Youth and Community Development Advocate there in Fiji and the Pacific region. We thank you so much for your time, and we wish you all the best in your quest to become the chairperson of the Commonwealth Youth Council. And we look forward to having a chat with you again, hopefully in the not too distant future.
Thank you so much for having me, Ed.
Faiaxia.
Faiaxia.
You're listening to Early Edition with Ed, 5:31 PI, bringing Pacific people.